Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. And I'm here by myself. I know Stephen is just moving into a new place. Hopefully, he'll be back next week or the week after. I know he's getting married too, so life's a little crazy for him. So, being a spiritual entrepreneur, you know, I really had a lot to think about the past few days. I think we all have with the hurricane situation that happened in Bahamas, but you know, so many people have lost everything, right? And I was talking to a friend of mine today, and she says to me, she goes, you know, I heard about kids and adults and, you know, dying, and animals were in an animal situation where the animals were in the cages and dogs, and they all drowned. And I was like, oh my goodness. And so on that note, what do we do, right? And, you know, being an entrepreneur, you're like, well, Tarie, what do you mean, what do we do? I really think that being a spiritual, successful entrepreneur really means to about taking care of each other. You know, it's going to take a lot more than just the Bahamian people to get, you know, get hold of this, right? And so what does that look like? What does that mean? There's so many ways to donate, to offer help and everything, and just research it. I know a lot of the radio stations are doing stuff so we can just click a button and donate, I don't know, $100, $5, $50, $600, whatever you want to do. And so on that note, that's what I wanted to share about. I think that it's our duty and obligation, like Grant Cardone says this specifically in his you know, book about be average or be above average or above normal, right? I can't even remember the name of the book now. I've got it and I've read it, so and I'll look it up while I'm talking to you. But anyway, I think that, you know, it's our duty and our obligation. The 10X rule, that's what he talks about. You know, it is our duty and obligation to be the best that we can be, you know, in showing other people how to live and be healthy and happy. Also, if we're an entrepreneur, that, you know, we take care of others and do the best we can. And that's not only being an entrepreneur, that I think that falls under the category of being a spiritual entrepreneur. So people right now need our help. They've lost everything, their homes, their businesses, and so much more. Now, you know, I know that a lot of them will rebuild and have insurance and all that kind of thing that they have. But right now they need our help. And I know that if I were in that situation, I would hope that my, you know, it takes a village to help these people. Next Monday at 11 a.m., I'm going to have a friend of mine. She is actually she owns a bikini store. Ships all over the U.S. and all over the world. Stephanie is 31 almost. She is donating some of the proceeds from her business to help the Bahamian people, the Bahamas and everything. We have a really good friend of ours that lost her home. Her and her husband lost their home over there. So, I'm saying all these things that, you know, animals need help, people need help, families need help. We all need to reach down inside of ourselves and do something, you know, and say, well, somebody else will take care of it. Well, somebody else will take care of it. But if we all work together, then these folks will be able to really, really move a lot quicker, right? And they can get back on their feet. And I know this has been a life-changing ordeal for these people. So enough about that. You can research it. You can Google it, whatever you want to do. But there are places, you know, that you can donate money with just one click of a button. Or maybe you want to donate, you know, things like food, bedding, whatever you want to do. I know that's there as well. So I would like to make it a request out there to everybody that's listening now or later that you agree in your heart to donate something, you know, to help these people out, okay? They've lost, as I said, I've said this 5 or 6 times, and they've lost everything. But I know that they, you know, they have an opportunity to come back bigger and stronger. and we can help. Okay, so what's your thoughts about that? Do you agree, disagree, or whatever? You can always text me at 954-636-9401. As I said, there are organizations out there that are, you know, all you have to do is click a button and put out how much you want to donate and send it. Or you click a button and say, I want to give this and the bedding or whatever. There is something out there for all of us to do. So I think that's really cool, right? Because it's a way for us to give back. And when we give back to other people or somebody else, then it helps us as well, right? Because we're opening our heart to give. And so it's like being the change we want to see. What do you think of that? You know, we all want to see change in people. Well, when I make more, when I have more time, I'll do it. You know, let's do it now because, you know what, those animals, those people, they need us. And I know they're going to really appreciate, you know, what we can do to help them. So that's something I want to say. And then I've got, as I said, I've got somebody who's going to be speaker about her business, and she's done so well. She started out making bikinis in her bedroom in her parents' house, and now she's got this internationally well-known business, and she's been written up in magazines and everything. But she is making an effort to give back. And so I think we all do something, a little something, a big something, whatever you're led to do, that would be good. And so that's something that I think is important when you're an entrepreneur, is to give back, to take care of your, you know, it takes a village sometimes to help get something done, don't you think? And so that's something that I want to talk about. You know, it takes a village, giving back. Spirituality is an attitude of gratitude. You know, this morning I woke up and I said three things I'm grateful for. I am grateful for my dogs. They are becoming trained. I have some unruly dogs, right? I'm super grateful for that. I am grateful for my business. I am. It gives me a lot of joy. And I'm grateful for, I met a young lady a few years ago, and she is a doctor. And she has put together a program or a nutrition supplement. I'm going to say it different. She's put in supplements that will help, is great for anti-aging, and also it is great for muscle recovery and being an athlete. I'm going to say it like this. I was in 24th place in a race that our event I did on Sunday for the firefighters, the fallen heroes, and it took me a year and a half to recover from a foot injury, and I'm still not 100%, but I've been using her supplements. I look great, you know, and my performance, I finished that 5K in 33 minutes and 8 seconds. I could have done it probably better, but I wasn't feeling very well in my stomach, and so, you know, it was a little slower, but I'm grateful to be able to do that, and, you know, I'm going to post it on Go Run for Fun Fitness, which we'll do a show tomorrow, so I'm super excited about that. I have made an agreement, you know, so I'm grateful for how I ran. I'm grateful to be able to run every day or, you know, exercise every day because that's key. And I'm grateful that I've got some great nutritional supplements that has really, really helped me with my own performance with running and getting better and stronger. So, I ran on the treadmill, but I personally like running on the road, or, you know, we ran on the beach because I can control that. When you're running on the treadmill, not so easy. So anyway, that's a whole nother story for another day, but an attitude of gratitude is really important as you're building your business. And it doesn't have to be a spiritual business, but we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so having an attitude of gratitude, which is the fourth time I mentioned that, helping our brothers or sisters in the Bahamas or wherever, you know, because when we bless somebody else, then we get blessed in return, just so you know. And that's something that I know to be true. So those are a couple things there. And what are your thoughts about that? I mean, what do you feel? You go, well, Tree, I don't have. Well, you know, you have something, right? You have time, right? Maybe you have $5 that you can donate, right? And every little bit helps in situations like this. So that's something that I know to be true. You know, and then when you help somebody else, it shows how much you in your own heart love that you have for your family, your friends, and yourself, right? And sometimes I think loving yourself is the hardest thing. And I think you really need that to grow your business. I really do. Loving yourself, taking time for you, building your self-worth with prayer, meditation. I put a couple of meditations out in the past couple of days. What is your soul agreement? You know, what are you here to learn? What are you here to teach? What karma are you here to balance with you and others in your personal family, in your business, or whatever? Because there's always that. And why did you plan to live this life that you have? What lessons, as I said, what are you here to learn? So I think all of that is part of being a spiritual entrepreneur, because when you love yourself, you have an attitude of gratitude. You help a family. You help the people in the Bahamas, or you give back like that, because, as I said, I think it's our duty and obligation. Then that makes you having the ability to be more open, you know, more aware of everything going on around you, and you get blessed. You know, the God of your understanding, the angels, whoever you believe in, higher part of you, blesses you because you're out there blessing other people. And I think that's important too as well. You know, and I also, the 10X rule, I'm going to recommend that you guys get that book or listen to it on Audible. Super, super helping, will help you. The other thing that I think is important to listen to as well is meditation, prayer meditation. And as I said, I've got one out there about being a spiritual introvert. Sorry, no. About what is your soul agreement? What are you here to learn? What are you here to teach? And my meditations are not long. They're only 2 or 3 minutes, okay, because I want you guys to get the idea rather than going through a whole long, drawn-out situation, because how many of you guys have ever heard that to meditate, it's hard to meditate. Some people say, oh, I can't do it. And I know you can. You can do anything for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You just can. And how cool is that, right? So, yeah. Anyway, so that's a couple things right there. I was going to share something else with you. Prayer, meditation, gratitude. That's real key right there. The attitude of gratitude. And personal development. I know Stephen has talked about it several different times. Think and Grow Rich is a great book. Think and Grow Rich that's one of the best books I ever read. I love that. And The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, great book. Jake Ducey, he has, if you can look him up, he's amazing. He does something every day about the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about. And so what are you thinking about? What are you bringing about in your life, right? Are you where you want to be? You can get there. I promise you, you can. But if you're spending most of your time thinking about doubtful things, about things that aren't positive, or, you know, what's going to happen or whatever, then that's what you're going to attract, okay? It's kind of like this. If you buy a soda, Coke, for instance, I don't drink Coke, but I used to a long time ago. But when you buy soda and you open it up and it's a Coke soda, Coca-Cola or Pepsi, you do not expect to get milk, right? So that's kind of how the law of attraction works. So if you're looking to create a lot of money, but you're always thinking about not having money, it's kind of like opening that Pepsi can or that, you know, and expecting a soda to come out of it. Instead, you get milk, right? Or open a milk bottle because you love milk and you get soda. So what I'm saying is law of attraction is what you think about, you bring about. So if you're thinking about not having enough or how I'm going to make this or whatever, then just, you know, one of the things I think that is really, really important is to say, God, I am so grateful that you're helping me. I am grateful. I'm so grateful for bringing me the money that I would like to have to build my business, to build my family, to donate, to help people. You know, to help people in need in the Bahamas or wherever. I'm using the Bahamas because that's such a new one, and it's just, I mean, that place has to be totally rebuilt. And so that's a couple of things there that I wanted to share with you guys. The other thing I wanted to share too is that I have a coaching program, right, that will teach you how to be an entrepreneur. I'm super excited about it. I have a way that will bring people to you. We're launching a magazine, Angel Coaches Magazine. I'm excited about that too. And the first issue is all about soulmates, and you know, romance, soulmates, love, angels, and there's some great stories in there. So please, I should have it launched hopefully in the next few days. And my goal is to get it by, I'm running about 2 weeks behind with the hurricane and traveling like my sweetheart and myself have done. So we have a magazine, so if you want to submit an article, we're taking articles. But there's some great stuff in there. I also want to share with you about Heidi. You guys have heard me mention her. She's got a great program out there for athletes, for anti-aging, to have big improvement in your times, in your performance. And I'm just telling you, I came in 24th. Okay, I think it was like 150 people. And I would have done better. It's just that my tummy was hurting. So I don't know why I'm telling you that. I hope that's okay. But super excited about that. So anyway, and there's about probably, 900 people there, maybe more, maybe a few less. I don't know. But there's a lot of us. And it was a lot of fun. And I met some people that were just amazing and brilliant. And so if you want to be amazing and brilliant in your performance, then hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401, and I will plug you into Heidi. She is amazing, and she's got an anti-aging product, and I'll tell you, and it's the same one that builds your performance, your whatever you like to do. As I said, I like to run. And what really turned me on to it was I'd hurt my foot, and so I'm able to run now. And it took me a long time to recover. And I saw one of the women that she is working with, who is an athlete and a bodybuilder, and that woman looks like Wonder Woman, and she's like 55. I was like, and she's competing with people much younger than her, and holding her own, and doing very well. I was like, if she can do that, I know I can. And, you know, I'm looking at some of these people that are athletes. I saw a woman the other day on a video, and she's 72, I think, and doing CrossFit, and it was showing her lifting all the weights and doing all the strength training for that. And on my Facebook page, you'll see a gal there who's 102 years old, who started running when she was 100, and she's breaking records. And, you know, when you can do that, you've got to be doing something right. And a friend of mine told me the other day, the new middle age is anywhere from 65 to 85. Wow. You know, and I'm talking to Heidi, and she says, women and men are going to be working at 95, not because they have to, but because they want to. They feel alive, and they're living a lot longer and being a lot more healthy. Isn't that cool? So we've got a solution there. And so you want to hit me up on with it, that would be great, 954-636-9401, anti-aging, and also, you know, performance, to enhance your performance, whatever sport that you do, and look great while you're doing it, and have the energy and the strength. And everything is natural with Heidi. She's amazing. So I'm really talking about that and pitching that because I really believe in what she's doing. And I know that I came in 24th, and I just started back running about 6-7 weeks ago, and loving it. Okay. Helping people. Cause when you take care of your physical body and your emotions with personal development and reading books and or listening to YouTube, because YouTube's got a lot of personal development things on there. And you're eating right, okay? You feel good, right? You feel like giving back. You feel like being the best version of yourself, right? And so that's something that helps you be a spiritual entrepreneur, right? And then also realizing that when you do give, it comes back to you. It blesses you right back. So what are you grateful for? Like I said, that's something I do. I pray. I meditate. My dad used to tell me, he goes, Tree, you need the prayer and I need the practice. I was like, okay, great, Dad. So he was a sweet man. And as I said, I've created a couple meditations that you can go look for. Like today, I just created one. And I will create more as we're going along. My meditations are only about 2 minutes long, and they're great because you can do anything for 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, right? So that's that. And then finding your passion. Think and Grow Rich is a great way to do that. Richest Man in Babylon. I love that book. The Power of Now with Eckhart Tolle. So those are a few things right there. And I'm glad you guys were here. Stephen, hopefully we'll be back in the, maybe next week. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see him and hear him. I miss him. He's so great on the show. Anyway, you guys have a great now. I was telling you about my coaching program. We have a way now where we can bring people to you, train you, teach you, where you can work from home on your computer. And isn't that great? And take your business anywhere in the world. So that's something that I'm looking for coaches to train, to teach, to help others, okay? 954-636-9401 if you think you would make a great coach. I'm sure if you're listening to the show, you probably are or will. Anyway, take care, everybody, and have a great now, like I said. Bye.